Welcome into the Balanced Working Moms podcast. This is Rena Misha, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're a busy mom like me who's juggling all the things, you're absolutely in the right place. In this podcast, you're going to learn secrets on how to live your life so you feel so much more balanced. Welcome on into our podcast today. And today we have a really, really big topic, really big, because we are going to talk about burnout. Burnout. Like I said, this is a huge topic, and I cover this in depth so much in my program. I have a program literally called From Burned Out to Balanced, and it's a really big topic because so many moms are burned out. They don't realize there's just so much going on with this topic. But today, we're just going to dip our toe in. We're just going to gently go in. We're going to talk about some things, because here's the problem. I find that for a lot of people, when you're in burnout, you don't even realize what's going on. You don't even know you're going through it. And that can be really scary, really scary. And I don't want you to be burned out. And I don't want you going through all those things that being burned out causes. So today's episode, I think, is going to be very, very helpful to you. But before we dive in, I want to share with you about my day yesterday. It was not a very good day. It was just a really, really tough day. I'm sure, unfortunately, that this happens to you too. So common. I had a ton of meetings. I had a kid who was home from school, and it was just one of those days where it was just too many meetings. You know how that goes? Just too many. And as soon as I'm done with the meetings, it's dinner time, and I hadn't meal planned. You know, I'm guilty. Hadn't meal planned yesterday. So, you know, it's dinner time. I need to cook. But instead, what am I doing? I'm looking through my cookbooks, I'm looking through the internet, trying to find something that I have at home that I can make. I hate this. I hate this. You know, as an aside, just meal plan. I need to do it. You need to do it. Just the drama it causes when we don't do it. We do not need that in our life. But this is life, and sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens where we just cannot get to it, you know? So that was me yesterday. So I finally find something. I'm making vegetable soup. I'm making pumpkin muffins. I'm helping with homework. I'm doing 3,000 other things. You know, the kids need me. One needs me for one thing. Another kid needs me for something else. I'm sure, again, just like your life, just like your life, I could go on. And I know the details are different in your house, but I'm trying to just let you know the feeling. When you're exhausted from a busy day and you have your second shift at night, your third shift, whatever you want to call it, because we're cooking, we're cleaning, we're handling our kids, our spouse, our pet, you know, it's endless. It is endless. But the problem is that it's also really too much for one person to handle. How much of this can we take every day, day in and day out? Before you burn out? How much? How much? How many days, months, years of this? Because that's what it is. It's the long-term game. And I have to tell you that when I woke up this morning, I was in a mood. I was in a mood. And it's funny because so many people tell me that they like listening to this podcast because they say I have a soothing, calm voice. And let me tell you, this morning, I wasn't feeling calm anything. Nothing was calm. I was ready to do battle. I was angry. I did not wake up in a good mood. And like I said, we get into this a lot more in my program. We talk about prevention because prevention is so important. You know, just imagine yesterday, for example, if I had meal planned, you know. Anyway, but we talk more in depth about prevention. It's more than just meal planning, let me tell you. But let's go back to you. Let's talk about what you can do when you notice you are in a terrible mood everything has added up and you're just done. You are done. You are on your last leg. You know, stick a fork in you, you are done. And here's what I'd like for you to do. Because when you notice you're feeling this way, and it's usually very obvious, because you may not be being nice to people. So notice if you're angry, if you're not talking like you usually talk. So when you notice that you're doing this, here's what I'd love for you to ask yourself. And ask yourself this, what do I need right now? You ask yourself that question, and then here's the thing. You start thinking right away of things you can do that you can help yourself, that you can actually do. Things you can actually do. Why did I say actually do? It's because a lot of people, they think, I'm too busy, I'm too frustrated, there's nothing I can do. But I want to tell you, there are always things you can do to relieve that pressure, to relieve that burnout. Let me give you some examples. I want to ask you, can you buy dinner if you're not up for cooking? That would have helped me a lot yesterday. It would have helped me. Maybe you can ask your partner to watch the kids for a little bit so you can take a time out. When my kids were small, I used to always joke that mommy had to go into time out. That was when I was in a really bad mood and I just needed to calm down. I would go into time out. Here's another suggestion or question. Can you eat a little healthier so that you're taking better care of yourself? You know, if you usually have pasta at lunch, maybe have something with fruits and vegetables so you can have that extra energy, that extra nourishment that your body needs, right? What about movement? What about movement? Can you take a little walk and get out some of that stress? That's actually what I did last night after everything, you know, went to, I don't want to say it, but went to, you know where, in a handbasket. I said, you know what, I'm going to take the dog and we're going to go on a walk. And we went for a very long walk and it was fantastic. And I ran into a friend and it was wonderful. So anyway, very, very helpful to go on a walk. And what I'd like to actually do is share more with you. I want to share more examples of what I did purposely last night, as well as this morning, to help pull me out of that burnout. Because I was very intentional about it, because I saw it happening, because the things coming out of my mouth were not usually what comes out of my mouth. It's funny because the kids notice right away, my husband, everybody looks at me a little funny, like, what is this? What is this? So let me tell you what I did. So besides the walk, I also listened to a guided meditation to help me sleep. Because when I'm exhausted and stressed out, it could be a really bad cycle. I don't know about you, but sometimes I can't sleep when that happens. And then if you don't sleep, the next day is even worse. It's so unfair, isn't it? It's so unfair. Right when you need sleep the most can be when it's the hardest to get. So I have a sleep meditation that I love. The sleep meditations that I listen to are by somebody named David Gandelman. And you can get his sleep meditations in an app. The app is free. It's called Insight Timer. I love this app. I use it every day. It's incredible. Just incredible. I actually have the paid version because, like I said, I've been on it every day for, about 12 or 13 years. It's that good. They have really expert teachers that help you with these meditations. So it's really wonderful. And so you can listen to that app if you don't want to download another app. He also has a podcast. It's called the Grounded Sleep Podcast. So you can either listen to that podcast in your app or in Insight Timer. I like to listen to it in Insight Timer because when you listen on a podcast app, it may start the next one when you're done with that episode. So that could be a problem. So I love to listen to him in Insight Timer. So good. So that's one idea for you. If you're stressed out, listen to a meditation, maybe a sleep meditation, whatever you need to help you calm down. So then you can guess what happened. This morning, I was not a ray of sunshine. That's the polite way to say it. I was really cranky when I woke up, and I'm sure you're not surprised. So the first thing I did, again, I grabbed the Insight Timer app and I meditated. But you know, things are really bad when the meditations don't work. It did not work. So all during the meditation, all I could think about was how exhausted I was and how upset I was. So that's when I knew I needed more than my usual tricks. You know, I hope you have already a bag of tricks. If not, you seriously need one. You need that bag. But if you already have, you know, your usual things that you do to help you calm down and they don't work, you know, you need to get out the big guns. The big guns need to come out. So here's what I did. And this is extreme. You're going to probably just stop walking if you're in the middle of walking. Whatever you're doing, you're going to be surprised. Because here's what I did. I let go of my to-do list. I let the whole thing go. Now, isn't that the biggest gun for a working mom? Talk about the big guns. By the way, I don't use guns. I don't know why I'm using this as examples, but whatever. I'm tired. Let it go. But anyway, I literally just let my to-do list go. And I know maybe you can't do that. If today hadn't been a weekend day, I couldn't have done it to the extent that I did it today. But I could have done a little bit, you know? Like we said with dinner, I could have bought it. I could have asked somebody else to make it. I could have had the kids, you know, forage in the fridge, whatever. But I decided today I was just going to let my to-do list go. Like, that's it. That's it. That is the major thing that I do when I need to. You see what I'm saying? So I have my usual tricks, but when they don't work, that's when I have something else that sometimes I need to do. And that's what I'm encouraging you. So you hopefully, like I said, you hopefully have your bag of tricks. If not, you need to get one. Start with that right away. But sometimes we need to do a little extra because when we're burned out and not ourselves, that is harder to recover from, right? The meditation, the walking, the usual things are not going to work. And that's why prevention is so important. That's why I teach it in my program, because once you get burned out, it is so hard to recover from, or at least it can be. So hard to recover from. So if you are feeling this way and you've had a really rough day, I would love for you to ask yourself, what do I need to do right now? Right now. And then pick something that you can actually do. Something practical for you, no matter how busy and how crazy things are. And we said earlier that as a longtime listener to this podcast, you probably know by now that no matter how busy you are, there are always things you can do to support yourself. Even something as simple as drinking water instead of a caffeinated drink, or maybe going and doing a stretch before yet another meeting. That's what I was doing. Lots of stretches. You know, you don't have to change your whole life around to feel a smidge better, right? You can do something. There is always something you can do to feel just a little better. And speaking of not changing your whole life to make you feel better, I have another tip for you. And my other tip for you is when you notice you're feeling burned out, exhausted, overwhelmed, I want you to ask yourself this question. Ask yourself this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how angry am I? Now, I used the word angry because I needed some kind of emotion, but substitute that word for whatever emotion you want to ask yourself. It could be resentful. It could be frustrated. Yesterday, I really was angry, so that's why I use that as my example. But pick a word and ask yourself, on a scale, how much of that emotion am I feeling right now? How much? And then, so you have your base point, and then ask yourself, what can I do to drop it by just one little point? One little point. So if you're an 8, for example, what can you do to make it a 7? Or maybe if it's a really bad day, a 7.5, right? We're just trying to have progress, not perfection. And then maybe you can do something small to get rid of a little anger, right? Something small. Maybe you can put on some music. Maybe you can stop talking about what's bothering you. Or maybe you actually need to talk about what's bothering you. So maybe you need to do the reverse. Whatever you need to do so you can just pull up another point. You know, if you're at an 8, you want to go down to 7.5. Or if you're an 8, you want to go down to 7. Whatever you can do to just get a little less angry, a little less resentful. Because what I'm showing you is to not have all or nothing thinking. We don't have to go from an 8 in anger to a 1. We don't have to get rid of it. Even if we just let go of a little bit, we do a little bit to get out of burnout, it makes a difference. It makes a difference the next day. It makes a difference with your whole life. Because we're trying to break the cycle. We're trying to break the cycle of all this resentment, all this anger, the burnout, all the negative. Okay? So you there with me? You there with me? Such a simple thing. Such a simple thing that could really make such a difference. And I have to tell you that the measuring question, I use that a lot with clients because once you start measuring something, there's just something about that, that it helps you see the problem differently. It helps you start solving it. It just changes a lot. So I wanted to share that with you. So to remind you, the next time you're feeling a bit burned out and out of sorts, ask yourself, what do I need to do right now? Right now. And I trust that you definitely are creative enough to come up with an answer, no matter how busy and how hectic things are. And if you notice a negative emotion hanging out while it's happening, try seeing if you can reduce it by just a hair, just a small hair, by doing that question. And it'll make all the difference. So you can recover and not continue that cycle of burnout. Stop it in its tracks before it becomes habitual. Because once that happens, once it becomes habitual and you're burned out every day, it is a lot harder to take care of. So much harder. I know you see the truth in that. Let us not have that happen. And I also wanted to let you know that if you are feeling burned out, exhausted, overwhelmed, please reach out and contact me. Helping people is what I do. I'll put my email in the show notes. I can talk to you. I can help make recommendations. Reach out because I can help you figure out what you need to do next. So happy to help you. Or maybe you don't prefer emails. If that, please join our Facebook community, send me a DM. We have so many people in our community. I'm always DMing people with just random love and support. It's just the best. I live for this. You know this by now. This is what I'm put on this planet for. I am here to help. I am here to help. So thank you for listening. It is so important that you learn these skills. And I wanted to let you know that I am so glad that you are here listening. It is so important to learn these skills that we're talking about today. And I also wanted to let you know how proud I am of you, that you literally spend your time listening to podcasts that help you grow your skills. You are listening to podcasts to help you grow as a working mom. And I'm sure you listen to other podcasts too that help you grow in other ways. And I am just so proud of you. And I want to encourage you, keep up this journey Keep up this great work where you're always learning, always growing, always trying to make things better, even if it's by a hair. Because you know what? It all adds up. It all adds up. So thank you for being here. I'm proud of you. And I already can't wait to talk to you next time. Take care.